He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Friday, May 29th. Yes, the end of the week. And well, for an end of the week treat, I have for you strong safety Nick Ferguson. Nick Ferguson is entering his 10th year in the league, and he's been starting for the Texans during OTAs. He actually rotated in some with Dominique Barber at the end of last week, sharing that starting position. But really, Nick Ferguson has been the veteran who's sort of held things down for the Texans in the secondary. Ferguson played for the Broncos, before that played for the Jets. And in Denver, he actually had Frank Bush as his special teams coach and worked some with David Gibbs, who is now the Texans' defensive backs coach. So Ferguson called in to Sports Radio 610 when I was co-hosting with Adam Clanton to talk about working under Frank Bush now, who's the defensive coordinator for the Texans, and David Gibbs, of course, who is the defensive backs coach for the Texans. He also talked about the development of Dominique Barber and about his work in the community.
We have safety Nick Ferguson joining us on the show right now. Nick, what's going on? You're on with Adam Clanton and Brooke Bentley. How are you?
How you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good. So what do you think about Mr. Bush and the changes involved to the defense? That's, you know, I was just talking to Brooke about this. That's obviously the part of the team that everybody was focused on heading into the offseason. The offense really was able to put up some numbers last year, and now it was to, you know, try and improve that defense and get the Texans team where they want to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not my first go-round with Coach Bush. I played for him when he was a special teams coach in Denver. He brought a lot of fire to special teams at that particular time. So, you know, now he's going to bring that same fire to the defense. I think last year on the back half of the season when everyone saw us run, doing that little streak of our last eight games, I mean, he, him, and, you know, Ray Rhodes were really instrumental in, you know, trying to get everyone fired up and making some changes to the defense so people can really see us put in our ears back and get after people. So, I mean, a lot of people are really excited about him taking over. You know, me in particular, I know Mario is, and then with some of the personnel, like you guys were saying earlier, that they actually added to the team that should make us a better defense.
Well, and how's it been working with the new defensive backs coach, David Gibbs? Because that's also a new element that you guys have.
Well, you know, once again, I mean, I've worked with David before my first few years in Denver. I think one thing about him, you know, anyone who knows his father, he brings a lot of, you know, fire and as well to the game. But the one thing that's a little different than what we had last year, you know, he has a lot of knowledge about the game. Not saying that the coaches last year didn't have a lot of knowledge about the game, but it's a little more attention to detail. I mean, he's out there, he's coaching. I mean, he's down with us, you know, trying to tell us, you know, work on these techniques because, you know, you don't want to work on drills that you will not use in a game. So he's trying to put us in positions that we were in last year that we were not able to execute and make plays with, and now trying to put us in those same positions and make us better players.
Well, Jock Reese was telling me that he's really working on technique with you guys. I mean, what is he focusing on?
Well, reading the quarterback and being able to, read plays and formation and knowing what your opponent's going to do to you before it actually happens. And just knowing how to what they call it, the triangle. You hear a lot of coaches talk about that. But just kind of read the steps of the quarterback and just try to anticipate things before it actually happens. And anyone knows this game, and you're able to do that, you're able to make a lot of plays.
Nick, are you enjoying your role now that, I mean, you're a veteran in the league, and you are still obviously getting the majority of the reps, but are you enjoying the role, and especially at a situation like this with OTAs, as being the veteran leader, the guy that can kind of take some of the younger players under their wing, and how are you enjoying that dynamic right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, considering the fact of how I came into the league and looking at, you know, how I'm trying to help these guys now, it's really fascinating. It's a fascinating role because when I came along, you know, early on when I was in Buffalo, I had Henry Jones to kind of mentor me. And the time that I played with John Lynch in Denver, that was great for me because I've always wanted to play with a guy like that. So I learned a lot of things from him. And last year, Brandon Harrison, and Dominique Barber, I would try to, you know, tell them certain things that, John, told me. And the thing about it, it's a great position to be in because I can teach these guys not just how to be a pro on the field, but the most important part is how to be a pro off the field. So I hope they, listen to what I say and just try to implement that and kind of put it into their life, into their game.
And what kind of development have you seen out of Dominique Barber?
Well, you know what? The game, last year when you come in as a rookie, you just kind of wide out and bushy tail and just kind of happy, to be with the team. But now he's starting to, still settle down, especially, with Gibbs coming in and the finer points of the details and everything. He's starting to settle into the position, know what to look for, and know how to be a productive, member in that safety unit.
Well, you're 2 weeks into the OTAs. You got two more to go. What are you guys hoping to accomplish before you wrap this thing up and we have to actually go to the dreaded extended break until football season's back in the air?
Well, the main thing, is great, especially, Frank Bush taking over. You have a new defensive coordinator, even if you know him. So you put in a new defense, the terms are changing. But the most important thing, and I say this to lots of people, is that team chemistry. You can't put any kind of, price on that because right now we're just trying to gel, we're trying to mesh and see, okay, well, what are we fitting this defense? I need to know what D'Amico is doing over here. I need to know what Brian Cushing is doing over here. So it's that thing of trying to make sure that we have our timing down. Just like the offense, we want to make sure they have their timing down. And we want to make sure we have our timing down. We know where everyone's supposed to be, all our responsibilities. So when we come back here for training camp, we hit the ground running, and we try to do what we did in the back end of the season. We just try to carry that through the remaining of the entire season.
Well, Nick, you talk about being a pro off of the field. You are probably one of the most community-minded players on this Texans team. Talk about the community initiatives that you've sort of had going on this offseason.
Well, my thing, it's a great thing. I have a lovely wife, and she comes up with ideas just as much as I do. And our whole thing is trying to do as much as we can in the community. I remember growing up, my thing was we would always go down to Day Before and watch the Dolphins play. And the one thing that really changed my mind at that particular time, Dan Marino was out there, and he didn't sign any autographs for, some kids. I said, if I'm ever in that position, I won't ever do that. And to me, because I feel though, the fans make us who we are. And right now, especially in this economic time, and people losing their jobs, people looking for some form of inspiration. So to be able to get out there and do whatever I can, for people and just kind of, raise their spirits is a great thing because, there are Texas fans here that are hurting. And this is a great way to show that, not just me, my wife, and my family, but the organization actually cares and that being able to get out there and do things. And the most important thing is that you have a lot of kids, who shouldn't be going through certain situations, right at this particular time. So I know what it's like to be a kid and not to have something. So to be able to take these kids out and just kind of, hang out with them, talk to them, and do so many things with them, you never know how you can, inspire a kid just by, hanging out with them and doing a couple of things. Just like one day we went to the shelter, and we, did a mural on the concrete. The kids were so, inspired by that. I even had a couple of teammates, Glenn Martinez and Cliff Washburn, to actually come out and do some of the things they're doing in the community. And my thing is, I don't want to feel as though, I'm trying to pay attention to one particular area, one particular group. So my thing is, I'm going to spread myself out, go to, the Florida communities, go to the urban communities, even go to the Latin communities to make sure they know exactly, that we care. And to me, I think, like I said, with these economic times, you want to make sure you try to touch and reach as many people as you can.
Well, it's certainly a good work that you're doing, and we appreciate you doing that. And I think everybody in the community appreciates a professional athlete that goes and does something like that, gives something back to the community, and it's somebody that they can have their kids look up to as well. Hey, Nick, good luck with the rest of OTAs, and good luck this upcoming season. We're looking forward to you making some plays out there.
Thank you.
All right, Nick Ferguson of the Houston Texans joining us here on Sports Radio 610. We'll have that interview up on the podcast in case you joined us late during the interview, but want to thank him for joining us and definitely thank Brooke Bentley for helping set that up.
As always, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to join us on Monday with our next Texans podcast. And remember, It's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.